Good afternoon. My name is Eric Best. I'm with Monsanto out of Lubbock. And today I get the honor of visiting with you about two of the six candidates that we advanced in the class of 10. The two I'm going to talk about today are Delta Pine 1032 B2RF and Delta Pine 1044 B2RF. 1032 B2RF was tested this past year as 09R550 B2R2. It's a mid-maturity smoothleaf variety primarily adapted to Texas, the Mid-South, some fit in the Southeast, and Arizona. Has excellent fiber package, good storm resistance, as you'll see in a minute with some of the plant map data we'll show, and bacterial blight tolerance, better than some of the commercial things on the market. I think most of you have probably seen our maturity charts, but I'll set this up real quick. The first two numbers in our four numbering system now are the year it's released. So last year the things we advanced were 09 candidates, so they were started with an 09. This year they're 10, so everything you'll see advanced this year will start with a 10. The second two numbers indicate where they fit maturity-wise. If those second two digits are teens, then that's an early, 20s, early to mid, 30s or mids, 40s, mid to fulls, and 50 would be more towards the full season. I put the class of 09s on there so you can kind of see where they fit, from the earliest being 09-12 and the fullest season being 09-44, with relative heat unit differences between those from plant map data to show the spread between some of them. And then I put the six class of 10 candidates up there in black. The two that I'll talk about today are highlighted in green, 1032 and 1044, so you can see kind of where they fit with what's existing out there as well as what we launched this year. 1032 compared to something that y'all may be very familiar with, 0924, which was an 09 release last year in that early to mid range. Based on our plant map data from this year and our 2009 FACT trials, we show that it tends to fruit just a little bit lower. It looks like it may have about a fruiting note advantage over 0924. And another advantage that we've seen against 0924 is it tends to be a little more stormproof with a little less fallout and a little less string out. If you look at it in our bacterial blight ratings and screenings this year, and I think you'll see some more of these type numbers come out with Jason Woodward and Dr. Wheeler, as my prior colleague alluded to, for bacterial blight as well as vert. 1032 did very, very well. To set this up for you, we had some trials in Garden City that one of my colleagues evaluated, and these are not percent plants with incidence of the disease. These are actually percentage of plants that were defoliated by the disease. So for instance, a 5 rating would be 50% defoliated. And as you can see, some of the standards out there within our lineup, as well as some of the Bayer Crop Science products, you can see that 1032 is right there with them, as well as some other experimentals and things we have in the pipeline that we are screening and evaluating for this disease as well. If you look at some of the regionalized data for the Texas High Plains this past year across 11 locations, comparing 1032 to something like a FiberMax 9160, somewhere between a 7-8% yield advantage, very comparable fiber, somewhere around a 7-8% advantage in value. One of the things we did see with it this year is it tends to be a little higher miking. So in some of our 3-plus top bale yield environments that we were in this year, where we have a little bit better water, and we ran into some of the shorter fall and ran into some lower mics, that 3 to 4 tenths higher mic could be a definite advantage and keep you out of the discount range. We had 17 locations of balanced data this year, where 1032 was compared to something like a 1740, very comparable in micronair with a little bit better fiber length, correlated to about 5% better yield and about 8 to 9% better value. If we look at it compared to something else out there in our lineup that's a little bit later maturing, the 0935, which there was a lot of out this past year, you can see again very comparable fiber and yield, with the advantage being that 1032 tends to have a little bit longer fiber than 935 does, which correlates to about a 5% head-to-head advantage in yield, or in value, excuse me. And if you look at our data belt-wide for 1032 versus a competitor, 5458, what we did here is this is what we call our stability analysis. The red line is a 1-to-1 line, or 5458, with the R-squared shown there is 0.92. The other line, the green line, would be the 1032 in those pairwise comparisons, excuse me, with an R-squared 0.95. indicating that it is a little more stable, a little more consistent around those means. The other thing you'll notice is those lines tend to separate as we get into some of those higher yield advantages, showing that those things tend to separate a little bit more as we push it or give it a little bit more input. Delta Pine 1044 was tested this past year as 09R798B2R2. This is a mid to full smoothleaf variety that we primarily tested in Texas only. We've had it in breeder trials for 2 years now, as well as FACT testing this past year. One thing we've noticed when you compare it to very good fiber checks or fiber standards in the industry, especially in our region, it does hold its own with excellent fiber quality. Storm resistance is as good as 935. Of all the class of nine things we launched, 935 was probably, or without question, the most stormproof, and that's where this would rank, is right there with 935 on that aspect. Bacterial blight, again, in our screening, shows to have some resistance and very good verticillium wilt tolerance, as well as you'll see in some data by some other extension folks at these meetings as well. Compared to something just a little bit earlier than what 1044 would be, again, using 935 in our plant map data, you can see our DD60s, it's going to be about 30 heat units longer, somewhere between 4 to 5 days, depending on the fall. Very similar plant type, a couple of extra nodes, tends to fruit a little bit higher off of the ground than 935 does, and our data shows it'll probably have one more fruiting node per plant. Again, you'll notice the string out and the fallout ratings, very similar stormproofness to 935. If you look at it in that same trial conducted at Garden City for the bacterial blight screenings, you can see we did have a little bit of bacterial blight show up in that particular variety. But when you keep in mind that these ratings are on a percent plant defoliated versus just a percent of the incidence of disease, you can see it holds its own very, very well and doesn't separate with some of the things that are standards in our area. If you compare it to two standard products that are planted on a lot of acres on the high plains of Texas, 9180 and 9063, you can see a little bit of advantage in yield, and you can see that the fiber, both in length, micronair, strength, and uniformity, is very, very comparable to what those standards would be. If you look at it across all the commercial checks where we had pairwise comparisons, 37 this year, you can see we have about a 40 to 41 pound yield advantage. If you compared it to 935, something in that similar maturity range, again, you see we pick up a little bit in fiber length, very comparable micronair, but we pick up a little bit of strength. That is one of the few premiums left, and 1044 is going to tend to have a little bit higher strength than some of the checks. Compared to 1740, another decent quality standard that we have planted in some of our rolling plains area of Texas, a little bit better length, very comparable mic, and again, the strength advantage. So in summary, Delta Pine 1032 B2RF, smooth leaf variety with yield and fiber quality equal to or greater to than the leading competitors in the Texas market. It has shown good resistance to bacterial blight, and it has its best fit on irrigated fields. And based on that stability graph, we're gonna have a little bit higher input. Delta Pine 1044 B2RF, smooth leaf variety, yield and fiber quality, again, equal to or greater than the leader competitors in the Texas market, showing good resistance to bacterial blight. This one also has very good tolerance to verticillium wilt, and its best fit will probably be on dry land or light water marginal input type acres. And with that, I thank you for your time and would entertain any questions.